Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 6th, 2019. Today is Ash Wednesday. I'm speaking to you this evening from the nave of Trinity Church, just ahead of our fourth and final Ash Wednesday liturgy. Earlier today, I, along with a number of clergy colleagues from other congregations in Wauwatosa, spent time on a street corner praying with people and imposing ashes in our seventh annual Ashes to Go. But this morning, as I was thinking about beginning these diaries again and wondering what I might say on this Ash Wednesday that could somehow be different than previous ones, I was struck as we read Psalm 51 together in the liturgy. You might recall that that is read after ashes have been imposed. We read these words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit." As I read those words today, I couldn't help but reflect on how so often we turn Lent into some sort of gut it out project, trying to figure out how we can possibly make it just a little more onerous for ourselves. And that's not the point at all. Yes, we need to repent. Yes, we need to spend time seriously acknowledging all the ways that we fall short of God's plan for us. Yes, we need to make amends. We need to resolve to do better. We need to pray that God would help us do better. But this isn't another opportunity to be dour, to be grimacing. In fact, Jesus, in today's gospel reading from Matthew 6, warns us not to be like the uber religious who disfigure their faces so that everybody knows that they're doing something religious. I think this passage from the Psalms has it right. Lent is an opportunity to get our souls scrubbed, to get a new heart, to get renewed, to be reacquainted with the God who loves us, to reestablish our joy. Give me the joy of your saving help again. That's what I'm after this Lent, re-finding joy. And I got a little glimpse of it today, standing on the street corner. I am always amazed at what people ask us to pray for. Today, as I asked people who would present themselves to receive ashes, I would ask them what we could pray for. And people asked me to pray for terminally ill loved ones, for their children who are fighting addictions of all sorts, and for their parents who have Alzheimer's. I was asked to pray for people who are unemployed and people who are employed but find little meaning in their work. One woman asked me to pray for her family that has been torn apart by issues surrounding immigration. And another person asked me to pray for her because she's trying to get the courage to come out to her family. And plenty of folks wanted to pray for our country, that we would relearn kindness and forego vitriol. It was quite a day. And I think in the midst of all those prayer requests, I heard echoes of what I read in the psalm this morning. Give me the joy of your saving help again. That seems like a good Lenten project. Not to see how dour I can be, but where I can find, to be on the lookout for where I can find God's joy. It's Ash Wednesday. welcome to Lent, a blessed journey to you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.